I wanted to make sure you had.
Lisa's leaving, so, yeah, so, looks like everyone's here but Lisa. Thank you, good luck. Bruce. What's that, Bruce is out? Oh, Bruce is out?
Oh, gotcha.
You?
We have any public comment?
I can comment. Okay, I now do the county news on our website, so you'll see some news up there, I've been updating.
I did notice, there's more stuff there, I had pictures.
And the story of the new veterinarian is online, and then tomorrow's, Colonel Justice Center's closed tomorrow, so there's a short brief on that.
Good.
Any other public comment? And did everyone get a chance to read the minutes from the last meeting? Have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And the purchase orders are going around. Saw them online earlier, pretty thin this month. Come back to those. And on to the purchases between 5 and 35K, and the first two have been pulled.
They're tabled, we do not have the complete budget, we have to get three vendors, and we didn't get three in. I thought they'd be in in time.
Third is the Axis network surveillance cameras.
That's for community development, county.
So there's a safety issue at community development, and the request was made for 6 surveillance cameras. It's coming through the IT budget. It was given to us last Friday as an emergency request. We were able to go out and get 2 bids quickly on Friday. You'll notice it's sort of apples and oranges. The winning bid has the lowest camera prices, but they also included some warranties on there, so it's a little bit higher, but that's the one they're recommending because cameras were at the less price. So if we'd go back to the other two with the warranties, they would be a few thousand dollars higher. So
for the building, the perimeter of the building or the interior or what?
Doors, there's doors and then the parking lot. I don't know. Do you have a map handy?
Of the building?
Well, where the cameras are.
I'm afraid of this.
Okay.
So they're already in?
They're not in yet, but this was a transition with people leaving and new people coming in. I believe I can pull it up and show you where it is. I know Rob's got it. I might have a copy of it on an email. Facilities doing the work, pulling the wires and stuff. There's 2 or 3 entrances and then 2 on the outside, and then 1 facing each way inside and out. So it's just like we have in here.
So we have them on this building?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is just in addition to expand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on this building right here, we go all the way out to the parking lots. So whenever Doug fell, you could even see on video, Doug tripping, if you heard about that.
I didn't hear about that.
Are there rocks?
Oh, I did hear about once when somebody stole a jacket off the back of a chair and they caught it. They caught the guy who was actually the vendor.
Are there any infrastructure things that are going to have changed to accommodate these?
Nope, I looked into that early on, and there's room for them.
So there were just no cameras over there. We've never done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So nothing happened, like a concern that.
No, but they are concerned though that they don't have any. And actually,
right. Yeah.
I brought this up like my second week here because somebody was in there at night working in a cabinet, and Christopher Shard called me and asked me who they were, and I had no idea. And I drove in. It was like a Saturday afternoon, and her husband had come in to grab her laptop or something and saw the guy. As you saw, they're in the IT closet, and it was somebody doing work in the facilities that was on weekends, but she didn't know who they were, and I didn't know who they were. Nobody told me they were going to be in there. So it'd be useful just for that, too, because I realized there was no cameras done.
So it's not an emergent requirement?
That's not. It sounded like that.
Yeah. But we've known about this for 6 months. So identifying on Friday as an emergency, unless there's been an event transpire, it's not an emergent purchase. Because if we've known about it for 6 months, that really doesn't make it an emergency.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I just have a hard time believing or understanding why we jumped through our ass if we've known about it for 6 months, and then somebody makes a call on Friday, which no event transpired, and now we got to jump up and do something today.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, I'm not, if I'm, am I missing something here?
No, there is a need.
I'm not denying
it. It doesn't have to be considered an emergency because it is within and on time to be on the agenda. So an emergency may not be the proper term, but they were not able to find other bids, so that's why they had ones in writing. They called and got them. So there is an identified need that was decided to be acted upon.
So I have a motion to approve this purchase request.
I'll make a motion. It's an old building. There's a lot of ways in and out of that thing. So and there's a lot of hidden places in there. So it's would be a very good idea to have the cameras.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Brad?
No.
Ann?
Yep.
Jack?
Yeah.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Oh, I see it. So that passes. And we have no resolutions. So we're on to the manager report.
The only thing I have, nobody else had anything, but I'll tell you real quickly, there's going to be a reorganization going on in here, you guys know. I called everybody. We have set up a new support system for the next month or so, where we have two different companies. One's level two, one's level three. Our guys will be level one support if there's any problems. I have a scope of work with them for $70 an hour for both of them, or $90 an hour for both of them, up to $4,500 for 50 hours. The people that left were costing us $6,500 a week in salary, so this is actually less than that. We've had to call them one time for level three support for 45 minutes. I don't know if we'll use all the time or not. But I can sleep well at night, and everybody here agreed it was the right thing to do. And then the CenturyLink came back with a rough draft so far of the NAST 800-171 analysis. Me and Trina are going over it. We're in a pretty good spot, but we're going to have to make some changes. I'll brief you all on that next month. And that's really all I have. If you want to go on to the next one, Chris is here.
Sure.
If you have any questions.
Okay. Yeah, sure. All right. Well, we've received the results of our RFP for the PCs. And from the RFP, the clear winner in terms of price was Lenovo. Across the board for every single item. That includes the small form factors PCs, which constitute almost the entirety of our fleet at the county. The tiny PCs, which we're classifying as the all-in-ones. Workstations, which are very powerful, robust desktops, laptop, ultrabook, and two-in-one. For the three responses we had, they came from Lenovo, SumnerOne, and Insight, which also provides Lenovo, but across the board, Lenovo's pricing was the best by far. Oh. And right now we're looking at replacing roughly 624 units within the county, with most of those being the small form factors, and it's going to be about 50% of our fleet. Most of them are the warranties up, or the warranty's going to be up within the next 6 to 8 months. On most of them. So that's, yeah.
Can you clarify? Go
yeah,
through
sure.
One more time. The SFF?
Yeah, small form factor. So
what do you mean?
Well, like the PC over there, like that thing right there, that's a small form factor desktop. The workstation would be more robust
tower. Right, I know,
tower.
Okay.
Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, robust tower. And the US.
Laptop, ultrabook,
yeah,
2-in-1.
Tiny. And that's really tiny. That's probably like not much bigger than like my hand almost. The thing's really tiny.
It's about the size of a cigar box.
So this was the audit, if you will, of what we currently have.
This right here?
I'm just trying to currently out of
sure.
warranty. So I'm trying to.
Yeah, no, that's.
So you're saying we have 503 SF.
That are expiring.
That are expiring.
The warranty's either expiring or the warranty's already termed.
And they're running Windows 7.
Correct.
Got
yeah, 96% of those machines are running Windows 7.
So based on those numbers, then
Correct.
This is the vendors that we went out to.
Right.
Sumner One, is that a partner? That's not Dell Direct, right?
No.
You didn't
no,
go to Dell Direct?
Well, we did an RFP, and these are who came back on the RFP.
What about the contract, the state contract?
State contract with?
Isn't there a state contract with Dell? That's what we always
purchase. There is a state contract with Lenovo, too, and mm-hmm. Dell did not respond.
But aren't there numbers on a state contract that we can use without having to go to bid?
Yes, and we were going to do that with Lenovo, and then we had to go out to do an RFQ or an RFP, and so we did that because we thought we were going to go with Lenovo, and then because they're a state contractor too, and then we sat down and discussed, well, to have no air of impropriety, we ought to do an RFP, so we did an RFP, and Dell and Lenovo and HP bid on it, but then we had models that were left off, so we did it again with the Tiny. And this is what came back.
And those vendors were notified about the RFP.
Yeah, they all were, actually, that's right.
Got it worked.
So, and Insight is a third party as well?
Correct.
So, I guess what I'm just trying to get at is, so the only direct relationship is Lenovo. The others are through kind of a third party.
I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is why they're going to be higher.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes they can come in lower.
Sometimes, very rarely. But
sure.
I guess that's why I'm just... it's odd that Dell wouldn't come back with a direct contract.
I thought the same thing, but, I also thought whenever we did a security audit, we'd have more than CenturyLink and Intel, and we broadcast it.
Yeah.
So, I'm just looking at numbers because these show anomalies to me. It's like, so you're saying that we can go to Lenovo and get an SFF for $565, and these two other, well, one partner comes back at $581, and the other one comes up at $1,385.
Here's the books right here.
Yeah, those are the responses.
Were there any discussions with them to ask why you would come back at more than twice the price?
No, but there was a discussion with Brian Davis, Brian Rezabek, Chris, and Tony, and myself about the results, and then a follow-up with John and Doug.
I only ask because I've done a lot of stuff with Lenovo, and they're always one of the more expensive ones, so that's why I'm kind of shocked.
The thing that's staggering to me is that we have 624 machines that need to be replaced, that are out of warranty, and we have less than 1,000 employees. Those two things don't jive with me.
Yeah. Well, I think when I came here before, I believe we had about 1,141 total end-user PCs. And I know that was something we talked about before, about reducing that number down. So, but even based on that, if we are reducing that number, it's very possible this is way more than 50%, if that's really how you want to look at it, too. Yeah.
It seems like, and this happens at our company, too, where old hardware kind of collects and should be retired, and it's not.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if some of these older machines that are still on the books, whether they just need to be retired and not replaced at all.
Right.
It seems like we have, how many total machines do we have running?
Was this a question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 1,141.
1,141 machines?
Yeah.
And we got to replace 624. See, it doesn't seem right that we'd have more machines than employees.
Well, but you have kiosks, in the basement you have the law library, and then you also have the self-service kiosks.
150 extra ones, though?
No, but those are just ones off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. And then the courts, too, you have multiple machines with the laptops and the workstations and everything.
Though, is to reduce inventory. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
And actually, to be transparent, I talked with Brian Davis today about Office 365 to get an idea from him of how many people actually use Office outside, our department down here because they're just running software for the court. Maybe they don't need it. And he said they have to have Word, so they're not using Excel, which we're paying for buying a suite. So that's something that we're looking at too, is software. And I think if you look, note 25 deployments a week. Brian, who's running the help desk, says that they can do 25 a week. So to replace 624 machines would take 6 months, conservatively, because they need to be bought.
At this cost, are they coming with any software suite installed of any kind? Or is software licensing on top of that?
It would just be Windows.
Yeah, the licensing would be on top of that.
Which is why I want to go with Office 365 if we can. Then we're talking with Microsoft now.
Yeah.
Microsoft rep.
Yeah, because we do have quite a few PCs that have Office 2007, which is end of life actually just a few short months actually. So. But yeah, no, these are the vendors that we're hoping to go with, or that we plan to go with. Actually.
Tony, so, do you have any input?
No, I do know the first go-around, the Dell price was a little bit higher than this, so I don't know if they would have bid again if they had came back with the same price or not, so.
Well, that's true, because they knew what the results were, I guess.
Correct, yeah.
So are we going to see resolutions a month at a time to spend, or are we going to have a resolution to enter into a contract with them? Or
And that's we discussed that. That's why we collaborated with all the people I mentioned earlier. Probably by like 2 months at a time, and I need to find out from Lenovo now if we agree to do that. If we commit to a certain amount, if we can get these prices all the way through, because the idea is to carry us through till 2020. So we have everything.
So we're going to commit to this number of machines.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Unless you just want to go buy Windows 10 and stick it on all of them. On an old machine.
It's $110 a unit.
At least.
Even at Microsoft rate. I mean, even a group rate, you're still talking $110 a unit.
Those are the numbers.
I'm not arguing the numbers. I'm just boggled by the fact that Lenovo will sell us an Ultrabook for $900 and Dell wants $3,000, roughly.
It just makes no sense.
Well, but the numbers are so small that I'm not as concerned about that as 500 of these.
Right.
I mean, even if you look at the
Well, what's interesting is you got Lenovo direct at 565, and then through Insight, the Lenovo is 581, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You get $20 mm-hmm. for the third party,
right.
$20 pop. Yeah.
What?
But then you got Dell at $800 more. So, when we go forward with this, are we budgeting this all at one time, the $389,000? You said
No. You're
talking about a resolution every couple of months.
This won't be from IT. This is going to have to be from other departments. We're going to have to meet with them and talk to them. And
okay. So, of the 624 machines, are these just county employees under the chairman, or are these all
across the board?
Yeah, that's everything.
Everybody.
Have they agreed to it?
We've told them it's coming, but they have not agreed to it yet because we haven't had numbers to get to them.
Right.
And we eased them into it by talking to them about the managed print services. We got everybody together other than the sheriff and discussed it in the coroner.
So how many of these are under the chairman and how many are
That's a good question.
Is that broken out?
For in terms of no warranty right now, that would need replacement? Or,
right. I mean, just...
Well, I can tell you right now that for the circuit clerk, you're talking about 119 machines. For the circuit court, about 112, or, pardon, not 112, 108.
So 200 of these are outside of mm-hmm. the chairman's domain.
Yeah, well, and there might be some. If I keep going on the list, I might find a couple more. But, I mean, that is a lion's share of them.
Yeah.
And but, I mean, but they are, it makes sense, they're older PCs, but they mm-hmm. have to be replaced.
Well,
because with Windows 7 end of life in 2020.
No, I get it, and I think we all get it, that it makes sense to come through one purchasing, but we need to make sure they're on board before we make any commitments.
Yeah. Yeah, but what we want to do is be able to say that we discussed it as an IT department, we collaborated together as an IT team, and then we brought it to you guys agree, and we want to move forward, and then we get buy-in continually as we move up to the ranks. Last thing I want to do is be sitting in October talking about buying computers in October 2019. That's why we're even thinking about how many we can realistically deploy at a time, because it's a big deal. It's going to be a big job.
Well, they're going to take all that work away from you, aren't they? It's all going to come loaded, ready to go.
Hope so. Me and Brian talked about that today. If he can, just to have him so he can log into him and add to the domain.
Yeah, we're hoping to have him, like the images and everything already set up, so that'll save us a lot of setup.
Next year's budget packets go out next Thursday, so maybe we include a lot, you know, a separate, include this with it maybe in the packet, you know, asking for approval and the quantity and the cost and stuff.
And the 624 will get us through 2020?
No, that'll get us
through the calendar year.
That'll get us through next year.
Yeah, that's everything that's expiring within the next 8 months.
Okay. So in order to get us through 2020 for Windows 7 end of life, how many or you said through the end of this year or end of next year?
Pardon?
This will get us through the end of this year or end of next year?
It would get us to about July
of 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Now in July of 18, of the 1140 some whatever it is machines, after you take 600 off of that, so that leaves us, my rough math, we'll call it 750.
Yeah.
Of that 750 remaining machines, how many are we looking at for next year?
Probably about 25% of, wait, so you said about 700?
Well, you can call it 650.
Yeah,
700, whatever.
So easy way, this will be 50%, then it'll be 25%,
yeah. Okay.
18, 25%, 19,
okay.
And it'll be done by 2020.
Okay. Yeah.
Because right now, 88% of our installs are all Windows 7. And those machines are old, for
right.
the most part. So they're going to be due for replacement. But just to give you an idea that by 2020, 88% of our fleet will have to be replaced.
Okay.
So.
No, I'm just wondering if there's an option here for a better deal or a better skin that cat a different way. If you buy all 1200, phased in on delivery between now and 2020.
This price is good.
That price is guaranteed through 2020?
For how long? No, for how long? Which one is it?
I get Ann's going.
Okay. I think Ann has over there. I forgot to scribble it.
So this pricing includes 5-year on-site maintenance?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's another one on my desk. Let me go get it.
So how did this compare to the state contract? What were the state contract prices for these?
You know, I don't recall that. I don't know if Rob may have pulled that information. We can ask him when he gets back.
Did you compare it?
To the actual state? I don't know. I did not personally. Like I said, we can ask Rob when he gets back. He may have actually pulled those numbers. He may know what they are.
Didn't we always buy PCs off the state contract?
We always got a state contract price.
Let me start down this way to see if we can do a large purchase to get a better rate.
Right, but I'd like to see what the state contract price was.
Seemed to be a hodgepodge of configurations, though. Mm-hmm.
That was my issue with it, was just
but
all
we
the
can standardize
things.
The purchase right. from that.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's June of 2018.
So there we go. So that's price. The prices are good for a year. And we could always, you know, depending on how easy it is to deploy them, you know, double the rate depending.
They certainly won't object to us buying more PCs.
No. I'd rather have it closed out sooner rather than later.
So this machine is a 3 gig machine for $565, and this one is a 4 terabyte machine. Totally different machines.
Gig? Terabyte? What?
Well,
That might
4 terabyte.
That might be
the processor
storage. Is it terabyte?
Well, it's T, which would be over gigabyte or megabyte, right? 8 meg, then you go up would be terabyte.
Yeah, megabyte, gigabyte, terabyte. But
that's got a terabyte of RAM in it?
No, so I
3 gig. This one has 3 gig. This one has 6 meg, but 4 terabytes of storage. I mean, that I'm just
4 terabyte hard drive on a PC?
Well, that's, tell me if I'm wrong, if I'm reading, I don't know how to read that otherwise.
Okay. All right, you got an i7500, 6 meg of RAM, 4 terabyte hard drive, 3.4 gig.
This is 6 meg of RAM, that's why I'm saying that.
Yeah, you got 6 meg of RAM, but you got a 4 terabyte hard drive on here.
Right, that's what
is
I'm...
Is that expensive
that expensive there's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
There's... I'm sorry. You
that's
can't,
on the Ultrabook you're talking about? Which one are
you can't,
about?
You can't compare them anyway. We know that.
Well,
and
but
I've
if,
gone
you,
through,
can't,
if you want to go through and do another one, we can do another
OptiFlex
one.
OptiFlex 3050 small form factor.
That's why there's an anomaly of $800.
Well, that explains it. Yeah.
Well, that wasn't what we requested, if that was actually.
Well,
I mean, that certainly exceeds the request.
Right. I mean, and again, I know enough to be dangerous, but when you have something that's that different, there's got to be a reason, and it's the configurations.
Do you think, do you guys agree that, was it 565 for a small form factor, which is the one we're going to be buying the most of?
No, that's not a 4 terabyte. That's got, because it has a 256 gigabyte solid
state drive.
A
6 meg. It's like 6 meg of RAM.
No, but it's solid state drive. See that?
I understand what you got down here,
yeah.
But I also understand when you're talking about your processor.
That must not be, because if it was terabyte, it would be TB. Because there's no way, because T does not mean that.
Is that just a Model T, maybe?
Yeah, no, it could be within that, because the thing is, it specifically says a 256 gigabyte solid state drive. And there's no way that you would put a 4 terabyte hard drive in an OptiFlex. I mean, that's very unusual. So,
8 gig of RAM.
Yeah. Because that's specifically referring to the processor. Right. That's not actually referring to the constitution of the whole.
Could be
that's not terabyte.
Yeah.
So did you identify the specs of what you wanted, and they all came back with different? But they all came back with different.
Well,
you didn't.
They're very, 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 very similar.
Okay.
Very similar. That's why I like when you said 4 terabyte. I'm like, really?
So
no, that's yeah. That's
so
what,
again,
yeah,
then were these compared to the state contract price?
Brian's not here. Brian set the spec, and he would have done it to that, because that's what we did. We did the same one we did before, actually just added the Tiny to it and the Flipbook, and the corner's already using those. And then we sent it out. This is what came back. This is what we have. We've done it twice. I don't mind doing it a third time if we got to get it right. It's just there's a clock ticking, and we gotta make a decision. In all honesty, I don't think we would have had to done this. We could have just went with the state, whichever one we like. I've had great success with Lenovo. I've had great success with Dell. I've had great success with HP. Right now, Lenovo seems to be on the cutting edge. I like their customer support model. They're hungry, and I like that too. That means they want to over deliver. And that's what they seem to be wanting to do with us, and they get their footstep in the door in government, and they're trying really hard. They run Illinois. They also run Lake County, which is one of the biggest counties in Illinois. So they are.
Oh,
Illinois
I'm not
government.
Questioning their solution. I think that's an amazing price.
And out of all of them that came in,
they're close to identical in, because if you break down the product description on the ThinkSitter, on a small form factor, and break it down as to what we have here, because you're still talking 256 gig hard drive, which is identical to there. You're talking, let's see, 3 gig of RAM, and I think you actually may have a little something more over here.
The closed RFP would still be up on the website.
3 gig. It would be.
Yeah. All right. Oh, got it. Got it.
So we're running 3.4 up here, which that's negligible.
Yeah.
Let's see. Would you like to see the RFP?
Would you like to see the RFP?
Okay, so you're running a 64-bit processor.
Right.
Nowadays, it doesn't make any difference. It's essentially the same price, but you're going.
And both of these include 5 years of maintenance. This one says 5 years on site. Does some? Oh no, summer one we don't.
This one does not.
That's a. Well. And that's a more expensive one.
Yeah, this one's $900 more than this one.
But this includes.
This has got 5 years on site maintenance.
Brian Resbeck looked at the specs, and they were negligible differences.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, nothing significant.
I support it. I realize I'm going to lose cheap one, but I support that model.
Well, it's good that we all talk. You know, collaboration is important because I found out in government it isn't just one person's decision. They have to.
Jamie, what were you saying?
That's why you have board
members. Well, the preloading the software is valuable, and then not having people.
And the 5 year support.
Willy nilly.
That's a no brainer.
Order whatever they want.
So, no maintenance contract for 5 years, all right, Rob?
Yep, that's what I like too.
Because that's a $250, $300 option
right.
per box.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, so what we plan on doing is having like two on the shelf. Somebody's computer breaks, we pull it off, give them a new one, and then they come in and fix it. Mm-hmm.
So, where do we go from here? What's the next step?
Next step is I call them up and. Oh my God. Is that a dollar?
Yeah.
Next step is I'll talk with Candace and see what she recommends, because she's done this with Lake County, and then I'll set up and start talking with the different department heads, and then have them put it in their
just
budget.
The two key ones to get their buy-in, so that we don't have a couple hundred sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, that's Ann and Amy Meyer, and Debbie Ming Mendoza. I've talked with already, and I've talked with Rick, and. And those are probably the big three, I guess. And Kurt, talk with him, too. I guess you don't have to show it unless you feel like it.
I'm just trying to get this thing fixed.
Okay.
So, is that it for manager reports?
Yeah, and old business, actually.
What's that?
That was old business, too, actually.
Okay. We have... we have to go back to the purchase orders. So looks like everyone signed. I have a motion to accept the purchase orders.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Brad?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Jack?
Yeah.
And Chrissy?
Yes.
And I say yes. And so we're done with old business? Any new business?
No, just the DevNet quarterly contract will be up.
Oh.
And that's continuing for 5 years, so just it's a $49,000 payout.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about these things in advance these days. I like that. So any new business?
I'd just like to make the comment that I would like to see that that this put into the budget for 17, so that it's as transparent to everyone, board members, public, everybody as possible. Because when you start looking at a one-time purchase of $390,000 over the course of next year, it looks questionable. What the public don't see. The public does not realize, nor do most of our fellow board members, is that we've been nickel and diming this thing. Actually, it's been more like quarter and 50 cent pieces over the last decade or two. And on the long scope, this may make them ask the question. They may just agree to it. They may not even notice it. But I would like it out there in that so that they can, it can either stimulate conversation or give us the ability to identify what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, this is a huge way forward. It really is. I know I've been
I push back and I push back and I've asked all kinds of questions and I know I'm a pain in the butt to deal with. But
it's okay.
I do believe that this is the most cost-effective manner of moving forward, that I can't believe the county hasn't done this in ever. And I think when you get this, get everything consolidated into these particular models, whether I think the cost is a little high on some things or not, it's irrelevant because what you guys negotiated out in the package, I think when it's all said and done, I think is a huge win. And standardizing alone should save you guys significant cash over the long haul. But I would like to see that in the budget if we could possibly.
Okay, thank you, and we will. Also, two comments. Chris is now the interim systems admin, in addition to being the project manager, and Eric Green has taken over. Ryan has taken over as network admin.
Congratulations. I'm sorry. I'm sure we're in order.
One or the other.
And the commas are in charge of all German names being pronounced correctly. Thank you, Ron.
Any other new business? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.